This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Actually, you can create the content of the website. The stuff you see on the front page created by listeners like you. So if it weren't for listeners doing that, we'd have nothing, and that would be awful. So thank you for everybody that does. In fact, as you're surfing around the web, if you see something you want to share, you just submit it as show prep to our website. It's a very simple process, and then it shows up on the site. Others vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked make it to the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and the fun, Bob is listening in Kentucky. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark and JJ, who will be rejoining us shortly.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to a guy earlier, and I just caught the last part of it. And he was talking about the protocols and races and going to be fighting and all that.
Yeah, that's Scott the Bigot called in, said something to the effect that, you know, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which I guess is some kind of hoax book that's been created out there. That,
it's just a racist tract of some sort.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. What do you think about all that?
I think it's a bunch of poppycock that is, you know, thought of in the minds of a race-hating bigot like Scott. I mean, he sits around and he thinks about these things all day long. I mean, he sees hatred toward people that are different from him, people that look different, people that have more melanin in their skin, people that have a different religious belief set. He hates them all. And so when you are filled with hate, then typically violence is something that comes to mind on a fairly regular basis. And well, if you believe what Scott believes, and I think that there's some validity to only a few of the things that he says, that is that, you know, that things could get worse, the economy could get worse, etc. So if you believe that things are going into kind of a different, more dangerous, perhaps, economic times, that that somebody who is of that hate mindset will inevitably look toward violence as something that will come out of all of that.
That's a pretty serious charge.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think you've used hate probably eight times in just that last thing you just said.
He has a lot of hate. Have you ever heard his calls?
Yeah, he'll tell you that.
Say that again?
I said he has a lot of hate. Have you ever heard his calls before? He would admit that to you.
I've never heard him before. I just, like I say, I caught the last part of it. And it sounds serious.
Yeah, so you don't understand who this guy is. I mean, this guy hates people who are different from him. And so does that make sense to where why he would think that because everybody's out to get him and that he hates all those people that he would think down the line about violence?
I was kind of agreeing with him.
Oh, yeah? So you don't like people, too, because of where they were born and the color of their skin?
You said I don't like people.
Well, what do you agree with, then?
I agree there's going to be black-white conflict, and it'll
why would that be?
Jews.
What? Black-white conflict and what?
And this conflict, it'll be white versus all the non-whites, and it'll be led by Jews.
Now, what makes you believe that? I mean, what
evidence?
What evidence do you have? What thoughts are going through your mind?
Communism.
That's not an answer to the question.
Well, that's what's going through my mind. That's why I came off with agreeing with what he's saying because.
What does communism have to do with there being a race war?
Well, the Jews, they try to set the races against each other to.
I've known a lot of Jews, and they've been very nice folks.
Never heard of that. My one of my best friends, the godfather of my child, is a Jew, and he hasn't tried to set any races against each other when I've been listening.
Well, that's one man. I mean, he's not.
Oh, but you said Jews. You said the Jews do this, and that's a statement including all Jews, is it not?
Not necessarily, no.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe you should qualify what you're going to
say. Which Jews are you referring to? To which Jews do you refer?
Well, I refer to Lenin, for one.
Lenin's dead. Lenin's not turning anyone against anyone, except maybe some earthworms someplace.
Right, but Khodorkovsky, he just went on trial, and it seems that Merkel and our President Obama, he seems to know all about that. And they got a whole problem with this whole sentencing, this further sentencing of Khodorkovsky.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Yeah, is he an American?
No. He's a Jew.
So, well, okay. Well, you could be an American and a Jew, so that may not be an answer to the question. But
in Russia.
Okay, so why is the trial of Khodorkovsky in Russia going to have anything to do with setting off violence here in the United States?
I don't know, but it seems like every major head of state everywhere in the world knows all about it, and they don't seem to be too happy with it.
About
and I don't
what?
Know why that is.
Isn't he the opponent to Putin?
He's trying to looks like throw a monkey wrench, or I'm
he
being
was the
told
most,
that he
looks, he was the richest Russian at one point, wasn't he?
A what?
The richest Russian person.
He's one of the oligarchs, yeah.
So, but he doesn't sit with Putin's party, and Putin's in charge. So, I think it's pretty cut and dry.
Oh, I don't know anything about it, and it doesn't really matter to me because I'm not living
there.
Well,
if you don't know anything about it, why did you cite it as one of the reasons why there's going to be a race war?
Well, because you asked me about what I was thinking and why I brought this all up.
Well, here's the problem that I have with the race war concept is, like I said, godfather, my child's Jewish, my best friend's black. Most people in America that are white have some kind of close relationship with people of different ethnicities, people of different,
unless
religions.
Unless they're Scott the bigot and people
right.
that are really bigoted
those
are afraid are to create those relationships.
Those people are rare, though. So
I
what
would
you're
hope
asking,
so.
what the ask. If I'm in the white army because I, somebody identifies me as being a Caucasian, what they're going to ask me to do is shoot two of my best friends in the world, right?
I don't know what people would ask you.
If there's a race war and I'm on the white side and I mean, these are the givens that you've given me, I'm on the white side and all the other races, and I'm not sure exactly, why the Eskimos want to side up with the blacks and exactly why the Chinese people want to side up with the blacks against the whites. I mean, I don't really understand this. You've got to paint
a
picture for me.
Because the media propaganda plays it that way.
What are you talking about?
I've never heard. I don't know what this media propaganda is you're talking about.
I think media propaganda has more to do with nations than races.
Right. I see in the media, I see different races on television shows and things like that, interacting with one another on a regular basis as human beings. So that seems to be the message about race that's pretty prevalent in the media. It's only when we open the phones up and we get racist people calling in on an open phones talk show that we hear any kind of racism in the media. It's coming from people like you.
Oh, okay. I'm a racist now.
Yeah,
and
you're a racist.
Bigot.
What, you're not a racist, but you're predicting a race war, and you're relatively excited about it?
I never said I was excited. You did.
Okay, so...
I do agree that there is going to be a race war.
So are you going to fight in that race war?
I hope not. I hope there's not going to be one, but I believe there is, yes.
Because you believe that racism is so prevalent?
I believe it'll be precipitated by this economic collapse that's
And you believe that racism is so prevalent? Let me make sure I'm clear on this. You're saying you're not a racist, but you believe that racism is so prevalent throughout the
world. I wasn't a racist.
I'm sorry?
You did.
That's right. I'm going ahead and taking your word for it.
No, he said he did what didn't say that he was or wasn't a racist.
Are you a racist, sir?
Well, we need to define racist.
Okay, that's pretty much the answer to the question, but go ahead and define racist.
Okay, I can see the difference between black and white people.
Okay, me too.
So you can identify that people have more melanin in their skin, all right?
Right. Right.
Is that your answer to what a racist is?
Actually, let me ask a question. As I said, my best friend in the world, the whole world is black, but he's about the same skin color as I am, and many people would identify me as being white. He has freckles. He has very tight, curly red hair. What race is he?
I have no idea.
Well, okay. You said you could identify. I mean, he's got a broad nose like a black man, but, he's got a lot of white in him.
I still want to know what your definition of a racist is. I'd like to hang on if you don't mind. Hang on the line. We'll bring him back here. Bring Bob back if he can stick with us here in a moment. And maybe you got a question for Bob. If he's still with us, you can dial in at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. Get signed up. Keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you are on the news lists. There are different ways for you to receive that information. You can get it via email. That's the best way to do it. There's also Twitter and Facebook if you prefer those options. They are there. All of them are accessible.
through news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a conference on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll be speeches and debates and that kind of thing. But the boat also has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. They they have child care. They'll completely take care of your kids for you, and they'll be able to spend time with you as much as you want. The boat, the ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. You do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we unfortunately have uncovered yet another caller tonight who is focusing on this paranoid belief that there is this race war coming, which suggests to me, like, right out the gate, that suggests to me that this guy is a racist. So he kind of didn't want to answer that, or I'd asked the question, and I want to kind of nail it down and really get an answer, because are you still there, Bob? Bob, all right. Bob is with us in Kentucky. So you predict this race war, and I think that is kind of something that somebody who only a racist can really come up with, because to a racist, that's what the world is about. They focus on these things constantly. We've had Scott the Bigot on a number of times, so I think we've effectively dug into to his mindset, and he's constantly blaming things and the world's problems on people he doesn't like. It's not all racism. It's also just bigotry as well, because he also doesn't like gay people, and he doesn't like people that aren't Christians, and et cetera, and so on. So, but just to focus on racism, since I'd asked you that question, I said, are you a racist? And you said, well, you wanted to define what racist was. You gave us a quick answer to that question, but we didn't really get in. I wanted to dig in further. So can you please define racist then as to whether or not you are one?
Racist, I don't even think that's really even a word.
Okay, now we know we're dealing with somebody who isn't living in reality.
Well, I mean, people use that.
Well, I've been told that I'm not living in reality, and I'm an unfortunate caller, and I'm a bigot. And
you're sounding bigoted to me, and you haven't given me any reason to believe otherwise. So why don't you explain to me why racism isn't a word? I've got it right here in front of me in the dictionary. Sure looks like a word.
Well, what does it say it is?
I'm asking you. You don't honestly know. I'd be happy to tell you, but you don't know what a racist is?
It's been defined several different ways, but
well,
this is how I would define it.
All right, please.
A racist is, I really don't know, I would say.
That's an honest thing to say. It's all right to not know something. Allow me to inform you.
Okay.
Here's definition number one from dictionary.com. It is a belief. Racism is a belief or doctrine that inherent differences among the various human races determine cultural or individual achievement, usually involving the idea that one's own race is superior and has a right to rule others. So it typically involves...
I don't know about the right to rule others thing, but yes, mm-hmm. I'm agreeing with that, yeah.
You believe that one race is superior over another?
Yes.
Okay, you are a racist then.
Okay.
Thanks for the call tonight. I don't have any more questions for you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. In case anybody was doubting,
right.
That guy is a racist.
Well, now, right. I guess this always brings me to the jumping for the basketball hoop question. I mean, it would seem to me that you would, if you look at professional basketball, that most of the guys that are playing professional basketball are black. And, there's the movie White Guys Can't Jump. Now, obviously, Karch Karai, the professional volleyball player, apparently had the same vertical as Michael Jordan. Obviously,
it was Karch Karai.
What did I say? Professional volleyball player?
Okay.
Okay.
Is he a black guy?
No, he's a white guy.
Okay.
But there you might be talking about an inherent difference in the races, right?
The ability to jump higher. Is there anything evidence
to go out on that limb?
No, I'm not.
There's not any evidence. I think I just unloaded a bunch of you. The National Basketball Association is the empirical data that I'm using.
Well, that's more than just jumping. I think that's also throwing and passing and.
I'm just talking about the jumping.
Well, I can't make a definition based on just jumping with the NBA.
Right? Are you going to say that men have different heights, men have different weights, they have different bone structures?
Okay, there
muscle,
is
muscle.
What
mass.
I will give Mark is there is the market response is that they want the best players that they can find because this is professional. We're making money. We're selling seats.
Really, could be cultural. That part could be cultural. It could be that that white people are tend to be in a higher income bracket, so therefore their kids are less likely to get out. Their parents are more worried they're going to be abducted, so they're not playing as many outdoor sports. Black people, they're from a cultural standpoint, their kids are more allowed outside, not as high of an income bracket, or something like that. That really could be cultural. What I'm talking about is cold, hard evidence as far as vertical jump in inches. And I think that if you went and did that, that you would find that black people can probably jump higher than white people. That's
okay, but you
guess.
Have nothing to base that on. You're
right,
totally speculating. What you'd have to study there, Mark, would be people who are black and white who have the exact same makeup as far as athletic ability. Yeah, their athletic ability. There's their height, their weight, their body mass, their fat to their muscle.
What you're essentially saying is that the athletic ability of one race is greater than the other race.
Well,
for whatever reason.
Well, the suggestion there would okay. Now, if we're going to say that blacks have more of a proclivity to do certain things because of culture, that's one thing. But to put a black guy next to a white guy next to a Hispanic guy who all have the exact same build, the exact same muscle to fat ratio, and say that the black guy is going to be able to jump higher because he has more melanin in his skin?
No, it's not about melanin, dude. It's about racial differences. Would it be racist to say that Mexicans tend to be shorter than white guys?
I don't know.
I think you could probably prove that
cold hard facts. I mean, okay, so
you
maybe
could take a survey of heights and say that yes, statistically.
Is that a racist thing to say?
No,
Ian?
No. It's only racist when you're saying someone is superior over another one because of their race.
If you're saying that black people
are more likely to be built and athletic than white people are, that's not to suggest that they are superior to white people. What you're suggesting here is that black people in general are better at certain things than white people, and maybe that's true, but that's not to suggest that it's because they're black. It's not to suggest that that they are better at these things because they're black. Am I making sense there?
I know what you're saying. I think what Mark hit on is just the cultural thing that he had mentioned, that perhaps if a certain person is more inclined to play sports because they can't sit at home and play video games,
mm-hmm.
Due to their income, socioeconomics, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I could see you making a point there that person would probably be more athletic in the long run than someone who had the option of playing video games all day or sitting on their computer. So from the culture standpoint, I think you have a point, Mark, but I can't
I'm
say
talking
based
about
on
the race.
Straight races.
Now,
I think
that's all I'm saying. I mean, I may or may not be right, but I'm certainly right that Mexicans tend, people of Central American descent tend to be shorter than white people, and that's not a racist statement.
No, it's not a racist statement. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
What you want, dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site there totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives, including years worth. You look at the top of the website, you can see the last week's worth of shows. But then if you click into the archive section, it'll take you back to late 2006. And you can download as much as you want. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. Thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. They have unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, free site builder tools, 4,500 website templates from you, which to choose to build your own website, whether you want a complete e-commerce business website or just a personal blog. Let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. You'll get your first month completely free, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. We've been talking, and we had a couple calls so far tonight that have been focusing on basically bigotry. And so continue with your thoughts. Although, guys, did you want to add something in here before we
go? Yeah, actually, I just wanted to say that I find this race war completely illogical. Okay.
Right. That's where we started this on. This wasn't. We didn't start as a conversation about race. It started as a conversation about an impending race war that's got the.
According to two racists that have called the show tonight.
Right. If the financial collapse happens, the people will be banded together by the people they know and the communities that they're involved with.
Yeah.
Which will include all different colors and all different people because that's just how things are. The poor people will be together with the poor people because
they can relate.
Where they live. That's the community they're a part of. And that's, I mean, it's sad to say, but then you have the suburbs, and you have a lot less traveling if gas becomes expensive, or if the cost to maintain your car becomes unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a lot of people that you rely on that aren't going to be the same color of skin you are, unless you're in some of the more segregated areas of the country. So I think it's just highly illogical for anyone to suggest that there's a race war coming.
Yeah, it's just based out of paranoia. It's something that comes up for someone who is a racist based on their internal...
Well, they're thinking about race.
Right. They're constantly focused on that, and they're paranoid as well. They believe the other races are out to get them. And so it's someday the hat's going to drop and we're going to go at it. You know, that kind of thing.
I can't stress that enough, though. And I challenge these race war proponents to provide some logical reason why this would happen, why all of a sudden the black friend you got a ride from yesterday, you're not going to work with him today because he's black and the race war is on, and all the good that you've done with this person and this relationship you've built up, it's no longer matters because, well, it's a race war and I'm sorry, you just didn't make the cut.
Yeah, there's just no logic there. It just doesn't make any sense. The other thing to point out is the idea of races, comparing the races. I mean, Mark, you were talking about earlier, well, maybe it's true that black people can jump higher than white people, and that's not a statement that you can just make, because how black are we talking about? Are we talking about people that are, you know, 100% of African descent, the blackest of black? Are we talking about the people that are 25% African black? Are we talking about the brown folks? I mean, at what point do you draw the line and say this person is black? And then, of course, you're also bringing in the different body types that we're talking about here, because even within a race, you made the statement about maybe Hispanics being shorter than Caucasians in general, but if you're going to compare something like jumping, you need to compare somebody who is of a similar body type to see if somebody really is better than another person, and you look confused.
Well, I think that it's clear and obvious that there are differences physically in the races, and I don't think that. And I think that you're petrified about talking about things like this.
That's why we've been spending the whole hour talking about it.
I think that you work your way around these things like they're landmines. For God's sake! I mean, yes, blacks are more likely to have more melanin in their skin. Am I a bigot? No. I mean, we're just talking about the differences from a physical standpoint. It's when you start prescribing sort of psychological, emotional, and intellectual things to the races that you're just going to fall apart because you can't make these statements. But you can make statements like Hispanics or people of Central American descent are shorter than white people. It's not racist.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
One thing I'd like to talk about just for a second, that you had mentioned the athletic ability, and over the years we've watched baseball. You know, back in the Babe Ruth years, and they talked about how good they were at hitting the ball or fast at running, and we see this incremental growth in the ability of people in general to perform at sports. And sure, sports medicine has gotten great,
yeah.
Training has gotten great,
mm-hmm.
But we've also seen a lot of intermingling of different nationalities, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just being purebred German playing football, or just Italians or whatever Caucasian country they came from, now there's a lot more people that have intermingled with other species that they wouldn't have, not species, but you know what I'm
races,
saying,
yeah.
Races that they wouldn't normally have had they stuck to their cloistered environment.
Well, I think that's causation versus correlation. I think that, you know, that has happened, as you said. I don't think that we can assign much to it.
No,
and
but
of course, there's Jim Thorpe. Nobody from the American Indians has ever, subgroup has ever been as athletic as this guy. I mean, he was he's one of the most incredible athletes of the 20th century, and, you know, there's just sort of nothing like him, so you get this anomaly if you're going to be looking at this from a racial standpoint.
Well, I can't discount that as one of the items that have increased the athletic ability. Who's to say that the intermingling of different races isn't a good, a bad thing or a good thing? It's
I think it's a good thing. I wish they'd go away because people spend far too much time talking about them.
I agree with that. I think it's incredibly good that people are intermingling.
Yes, I personally find that view as well.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the way people make such a big deal about race is, you know, it's really quite
silly.
But
that's why I'm kind of going at you on this one, Mark. I'm not afraid to address this issue. I'm not sure what makes you think that. Like I said, we've been talking about it for a good portion of the show here tonight. My point is, how do you identify race? You're making these general statements.
Race is generally self-identified.
But because of intermingling, you can't really do that too well, can you?
Well, you're right. The ends, the lines are blurred somewhat. But
is your best friend black?
He got Ebony magazine. He's mm-hmm. he subscribed to it. He would call himself
freckles.
Black. Yeah,
mm-hmm. he has freckles, and he's not dark African black. So he calls himself black. But is he 50% or is he what's his mix? Do you know?
I don't know. Like I would 60%? You know if you're going to assign the ability to jump higher, I'd say that you know to some extent it's been mitigated.
I'm not sure what the point is, if
black people can jump higher, and I have not been able to Google anything to get any proof on that, so I'm not willing to make that statement, although I kind of believe it, then if because he has a great deal of Caucasian mm-hmm. you know blood mixed in him or whatever, and if black people can jump higher, then maybe his ability to jump has been somewhat mitigated. I can tell you I played basketball against him and lost miserably.
Well, so, maybe he's just bad at basketball.
That much is true. It has nothing to do with my race. It's all about practice.
My point is, if you're going to make these silly comparisons and these silly generalizations about who can do what better if they happen to be a certain skin color, you really can't do that unless you have taken a close look at exactly what the racial makeup of an individual is. You certainly can't just eyeball somebody and know, oh, well, that guy's, you know, 100% black. You have to
really
go and take a DNA test.
You haven't stepped off into the area of, you know, the difference in heights of, say, people from Central America or people from Japan. There's clear and obvious differences there. Are you going to say that people from Central America are generally the same height as white people?
I have no idea, Mark.
Well, I don't know how productive this conversation is anyway.
I've never been to Central America.
Because Ian is petrified.
No, I don't think he's petrified.
He is. He absolutely is. He's so anti-racist that he refuses to make any statement at all that has to do with race. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Have you been to Central America?
I mean, have I been to Central America? I've been close. I mean, New Mexico. Arizona. Hey, the last time I crossed international border, they threw my butt in jail.
Wow.
You think I'm ready to do that again?
Okay, so, well, then how can you make a statement about what Central Americans are as far as how high they are, how tall they are? I mean, where do you get this
what
from?
What rock do you live under, man?
Where do you get this from, Mark?
It's obvious.
People are of different heights from what I've encountered. There are short white people and tall white people and tall black people and short black people. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. 1-800-259-9231. What's it obvious by? You've never been there, so how can you make a statement?
I don't need to. I can
free talk live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So get whatever you need to get. They've got dozens of categories, and they've also got used items too, so you can order and save a few extra bucks. Plus, if you're ordering brand new, you can save on shipping. In a lot of cases, you'll get free Super Saver shipping. Get the details on that over at amazon.freetalklive.com. But you can't buy gold and silver.
You don't? No, you don't think they have any metals at all?
I'll go check that, but I don't think so.
Well, we certainly wouldn't advertise them there anyway, because Midas Resources has teamed up with Free Talk Live to offer you some great prices on gold and silver, and they are also the company that puts us on the satellite, the Genesis Communications Network, as the same, you know, owned by Midas Resources. So you can support Free Talk Live, Genesis Communications Network, and get for yourself some great prices on gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com.
Back, you can buy it through Amazon, but definitely go to gold.freetalklive.com, because then you're going to benefit Free Talk Live, and you probably get a better price.
Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. I have to agree with JJ. I mean, talking about whether one group of people is taller than another because of the melanin in their skin is really kind of pointless.
So you asked me to get you numbers on whether and what the races are as far as their heights go. And now
when
I've got
them. You for that?
And now you don't want to talk about it.
I didn't ask you for that.
Okay. I won't give you the numbers then.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter. Let's continue and talk to you and see what you think. Ron in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ron. Ron in Missouri, hello? Going once?
No, I'm here. It just came on.
There you go, Ron. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, the last guy you talked to was Mark. Is that his name?
Mark is in the studio with me.
No, okay, who's the guy that said he didn't know he was a racist?
Bob in Kentucky is a racist,
Bob,
yes.
Okay. That was like being at an IHOP and he's eating pancakes, but he wants you to define what pancakes is as he's eating them. Okay, let's do a psychological profile of this guy. When he watches Saving Private Ryan, and you see the guy that gets the legs blown off and dies, he doesn't associate himself with that guy. He says he's the survivalist. He's the guy that survives the war. And so he has this survivalist apocalyptic fantasy that's running in his head. And, of course, he's really with the army of unwanted toys, And so the only card he can play is he looks at his hand, he sees it's white, and says, hey, I'm with the white army that survives and you know, beats everybody. That's his psychological profile.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's absolutely true. I spent 9 years in prison. For those that listen to the show, they would know that you know that I talk about it on a pretty regular basis. And that was, you know, in prison, people split up along racial lines a great deal, and it's like all they've got. You know, I can't speak for the other races, but I can speak for the guys that I hung out there. And you know, you're talking about sort of the dregs of society, the lowest socioeconomic class. Most of them are not very well educated. The only thing they can really truly identify with, but half of them don't know their dads. The only thing they can really identify with is their race, and so they get really excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, they were a bunch of dumbasses except you, right?
They're right, all of them would be.
Yeah, all of them but you, okay. That was just a joke. did you guys ever see Dave Chappelle, the comic, the black guy?
Oh, yeah, he's a genius. Big fan.
He was blind. And he was being a Ku Klux Klan member.
The blind racist, because he
the
idea of the character is he had grown up at a special home for kids, but he was blind, and everybody else there was white, so he got to was sort of raised white.
And he always wore his robe, so no one there knew he was black.
Right.
And he took his hat off, and one of the white guys' head exploded. Yeah, that would be that guy. His head would explode because he couldn't take it. Hey, in 1993, I lived in Kansas City. We had the flood here, and when everybody loses everything, you pretty much band together and help each other.
Yeah.
Someone like that, I guarantee you he'd be taken care of.
Well,
he would be told to shut up and leave. He would not be tolerated
with
that type of attitude. But, I mean, he didn't even know he was a racist. It was just hilarious listening to him.
You know, people ask us, why do we let people like that on the air? And, you know, it can be difficult. You know, I don't particularly want to talk about subjects like this. They make me uncomfortable. It makes me want to get up out of the room and do anything but talk about it. But, in fact, it's really important because people don't address their own ideas in this way. And this is the only way you're going to ferret out these sort of deep-seated thoughts in people's mind is when they hear somebody like that sound silly.
Well,
yes,
I think
and you know, a dumb person, the best thing you can do to them is give them a podium, a microphone, and a spotlight and say, there you go, buddy. And I guarantee you, if this guy was to talk to a bunch of people in a room, everybody would leave the room. No one would listen to him.
I think one thing to point out is that what he looks at is a terrible, tragic situation, and the first thing that comes to mind for him is hate. And
he has that apocalyptic survivalist a war fantasy.
Well, no, you can have that survivalist fantasy and still think something positive, still think hope, or still think love, or still think overcoming. But if you're ingrained in your mind, and the first thing that happens when something goes bad is you think hate, if you think I'm superior, so I should be the one that survives this coming winter, I think that you're already starting off on a negative foot, and it's just going to lead you down a more negative path. So I don't see any redemption.
And it was funny because you guys were talking about your neighbors. My neighbor is a Asian woman, and she's married to a white guy, and they have a wonderful garden. They constantly bring food over. I mean, if something was going to happen, I'm not going to attack them. That's
she's
crazy.
She's going to eat your dog.
she's going to eat my dog and serve it up to me. Okay, I'll get off the air.
Hey, great call. Thank you for the thoughts. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Dale listening in Medville, Pennsylvania. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello? Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Dale, man. Yeah. Hey, I say, you know, white people are smart, Mexicans eat hot food, black people run fast, but you know what, man?
What?
We all bleed red.
Okay, yep. Okay.
We all bleed red, brother. That's all I want to say.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Not a lot of evidence that white people are the smartest around.
Let's talk to Jeremy. I don't think he was saying that.
No.
Jeremy is in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How the hell are you?
Jeremy, you need to get a new phone.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't help it. AT&T sucks.
It might just be your phone. That may be a possibility. Anyway, go quick with your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to talk about everybody's racism up to a point. I mean, let's say that, you know, you are a gringo on the border. Right now.
Let's say you're a what on the border?
Gringo.
A gringo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say you're a gringo on the border right now, which is the most violent place in America.
Yeah.
And the world for that, for as far as that goes, you know, and no one seems to be giving a damn about the millions of Mexicans and Americans that are being killed down there. So, well, that's crazy.
What do you mean no one's giving a damn? I mean, I care about those people, and I'm not down there.
Well, I mean, as far as government goes, I mean, why in the militia down there? I mean,
well, government doesn't care about anyone. Why would they care about those people?
Right. Most of the violence that's going on and with the Mexican drug cartels is against other Mexican people of Mexican descent. You're not finding a lot of white people caught up in that. It's not some race war.
All we have to do is, you know, like legalize and regulate drugs to...
That's true. I mean, if they cared about people, they would do that, and then the violence would end. Thank you, Jeremy, for the call. I appreciate it. He sounds like he's enjoying himself tonight. 800-259-9231. But, yeah, he's right. I mean, if the government people actually cared about their fellow man, they would stop using aggressive force against people that have a drug problem.
Well, I think he's talking about that he wants them to use more force to stop these Mexicans from coming over.
No, I didn't hear him suggest that. Did you, Mark?
Not that time, no.
I don't recall him being one of those kinds of callers in the past.
I don't know.
I couldn't really understand what he was trying to get at, to be honest.
It's hard to understand him, period. 800-259-9231, a problem with both being drunk and having a bad phone. 1-800-259-9231, let's continue here. I think Todd is with us in Georgia. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Todd? In Georgia.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Great show, guys. I'm really glad I found you. Started listening 4 or 5 months ago, sort of on and off and on a little bit.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Todd.
I was wondering what you guys thought about the idea that there's no real freedom without financial freedom. That's sort of the route that I've been trying to take. You know, I'd love to move to New Hampshire, become part of the Free State Project, but I've really prioritized, you know, getting financially free first.
It's important.
Yep.
If you think you can do it better where you are, then yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but money means freedom in this world. You know, that's a reality.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. So if there's more, you know, you're welcome to talk to us further about that. But otherwise, I agree. Thanks for the call. You're welcome to hang out if you want. Hour number 3 is on the way next year at 800-259-9231. Maybe he wanted to talk about how to become financially free, what his plans were. I'm not sure. But we're short on time for this hour. So coming up more, your thoughts, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.